Time to find out how many laws Raven broke this weekend.
That's the sound of the police.
Star 99.9.
You thought we weren't going to play because Anna's not here? Come on.
Oh, I know that there's going to be some laws that you broke.
She really loves this feature here.
Oh, yeah.
So, listen, we're all people, right? We go out there in the world and we try and be good people. And as Anna has said overall, that I'm a good person, right? I mean, I try and do the right thing. But
sure,
from time to time, there's infractions that get bent. Some things get broken. Laws get fractured, whatever it may be over the weekend. And the people in the building find it amusing when I give them the list of my activities usually because there's one or two of those things in there. So I have the list for you now, if you will, Christian, from this past weekend.
All right, what's here?
So it was a busy weekend. Started with a haircut for me and the dog, which is always an extremely stressful and traumatic experience. Yes. When we go. We're usually there for about an hour and a half in something that takes everybody else about 20 minutes. And usually we go get a special treat before or after. He was real, real bad this time, so we didn't get a treat after. So we left in a hurry. And because of that, me and the dog had to pee in a non-designated area. Like, we went to leave.
Okay.
And then I was like, nope, this is going to happen. We had to pull, and we pulled in the back of a store and went. And then me and him were right next to each other doing it, both kind of breaking the law. Now, we bag our stuff all the time.
Right.
Thankfully, there was no bags involved for either of us this time. But I look up, and there's one of those circular cameras on one of those tall lights. And I just say to myself, where is security at this moment?
They're probably watching you going, is that man peeing with his dog?
That's right.
What a bonding moment. Beautiful, really.
I also blew mulched leaves into my neighbor's yard on purpose. Listen.
Yeah, I did that too.
Some are my trees, some are your trees, but, I mean, it's sloppy over here. And besides, you pay a landscaper, all right? He can pick up the extra slack.
Right, right. It's going to get sucked up into the lawnmower anyways. Right, don't worry about it.
I pulled into another this one I'm definitely not proud of. Okay?
Oh, boy.
And I never do this, and please don't judge me, people.
This is like the first time I've ever heard you say that phrase, by the way.
I pulled right into another stall in a parking lot because when I first pulled into the parking lot at the grocery store and I opened the door, the wind took the door of my car and swung it right into somebody's beat-up old import.
Ugh.
I mean, it was like a 1990 Camry, all right?
The most beautiful of all the cars.
I'm going to be real with you. The paint on the vehicle looked pretty good. It was filthy, though.
Right.
And my door definitely hit it. It didn't ding it.
Right. But it definitely hit.
I think it put a line in it. And I wasn't. The only thing to do then is then rub it. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta spit on it, rub it. See, oh, there's nothing there. But that one just made it look worse. So I just immediately closed the door and pulled right into another stall. And I feel terrible about it. I do. I don't feel as bad about this one. I then reappropriated a Price Chopper Advantage rewards card, too. You know, you go to the store, you forget the thing.
Right.
You know they're going to scan it at the thing. And if you don't have it, you know you feel like you're missing out on saving 17 cents. And I saw one on the ground, and I just picked it up, and I used it.
That's just smart shopping.
To be fair, that person got credit for what I did. To also be fair, it's not mine.
It's the same guy whose car you hit.
Any sort of verbal verification of that, I would have been out of it. So there's the laws that I broke this weekend.
Not great.
Yeah, not great.
Not great.
Probably not going to keep me out of heaven. We'll have to see.